It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. Our story in a moment, but first Mr. McGee wants the missus to hear something.
Listen to this, Molly. Here's an article in the paper that says the average man with a college education will earn $100,000 more in his lifetime than a man without college.
$100,000, McGee?
Yep.
Well, for goodness sakes.
It sure is.
Sure is what, dearie?
For goodness sake, just like you said.
Oh.
Thanks to the goodness of a good many mothers and dads and the potential swell education fund plan, a lot of kids are going to find the road to success a lot less bumpy than it often is.
Just a minute, McGee. What's all this about the Prudential's education plan?
I was just going to tell the folks, Molly. It's an education plan provided by the Prudential Insurance Company, and it's the sure and easy way for you parents to cover your youngsters' college expenses when the time comes. With this plan, you can start building that education fund now, little by little, over the years. And if anything happens to you before junior's ready for college, well, the Prudential pays the amount in full.
Well, that certainly makes sense, friends. It's the surest way I know to start your youngsters on the road to success. So call your Prudential agent tomorrow. He'll be glad to tell you about an education fund plan for your children.
Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista is about to make a very important purchase.
Yeah, that's what I want, Harry. Calf's liver. Palm and a half. No, wait. Did Molly say calf's liver or beef liver? Let me think a minute.
It's beef liver, Fuzzface. I recommended it.
Oh, hi, Doc. Yeah, a pound and a half of beef liver, Harry. Make it good and lean. Well, what are you doing in a butcher shop, Fatso? Come down to get your license renewed?
Oh, you are a funny man. Isn't he a card, Dave?
Always was, Doctor. Us kids used to get a big kick out of Mr. McGee.
Hmm? What are you... Hey, wait a minute.
Recognize our young friend here?
Why, sure. My gosh, Dave Eustace.
Yep.
Little Davey Eustace. Boy, have you grown. What are you doing in town? I thought your folks lived in Chicago.
Oh, they do, Mr. McGee. I'm here on my new job, checking the operating procedures out at Coombs Aircraft. I'm an efficiency expert now.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's great. Efficiency expert, huh? Swell. Well, gee, that's, what kind of job is it?
I was waiting for that question. Explain it to him, Dave. I got to run along. Give my regards to the folks when you ride home, and good luck on the job.
Thanks, Doctor. Goodbye. Nice guy.
Oh, sure. Old Doc's three of the nicest guys in town. But about this job of yours, I've heard of efficiency experts, but what do you do?
Well, take the aircraft plant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just picture a myriad of machines, each one producing an individual part that will eventually constitute the whole aircraft.
Yeah.
Well, it's my job to simplify operating procedures and revamp fabricating methods.
Yeah?
And at the same time, to decrease budgetary expenditures and show them how to upcurve production.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's put it this way.
Yeah?
Look, you see that clerk piling up those cans over there?
Yeah. Where? Oh, yeah, him, yeah.
He's got the box over here and the display over there.
Mm-hmm.
That means 10 steps every time he comes over to get more cans. Wasted motion. Inefficiency.
Oh, I get it. If he moved the box over there...
Why, sure, he wouldn't have to walk at all.
Oh.
Do the job in half the time.
Gee, I never thought of that.
Well, we used this pedometer on our last job, and we found...
Used what?
This thing here. It's like a clock, see? You strap it on your leg, and it measures the steps you take.
Hey, let's see that. That's pretty clever.
Oh, this is big business, Mr. McGee. My company saves millions for industry every year. Even the average housewife could use an efficiency expert in the kitchen. It's amazing how many unnecessary steps and movements a housewife...
Yeah, hey, could I borrow this speedometer here?
Pedometer. I do have another one, but...
Swell. I'll take good care of it, Davy, and you can stop by the house and pick it up tomorrow. I'm going to run a survey of my own with this, at home.
At home?
Housework. Boy, this is a great idea you got here. I'll take this thing home, strap it on Molly's leg, and make her the most efficient housewife in town.
Well, gee, I don't know, Mr. McGee, wives don't seem to...
Don't you worry. I'll take good care of it. Ah, Molly's gonna love me for this.
Well, that I doubt. I should have told him about the time I tried it on my wife. Almost broke up my marriage the first month, and... Gee, I...
¶¶
Davey says they save millions of dollars in big business every year just through efficiency.
My goodness, I just can't get over it. Little Davey Eustace, all grown up.
Yeah, and let me tell you about this work of his. It's terrific. You see...
Tell me later, McGee. I've got to get my housework finished and get dinner started. It'll take a couple of hours to get...
Oh, no, it won't. Not anymore it won't, kiddo. That's what I've been trying to explain to you about this efficiency stuff. But I can see it's a little too involved for the female mind.
What?
Why don't you just go ahead with your housework and I'll rearrange the kitchen for you so when you cook dinner...
Oh, no. I don't know what you're up to, but don't you touch my kitchen.
Look, kiddo, sit down. Let me explain this to you. It's for your own good, Molly.
But, McGee,
here, you take this speedometer and strap it on your leg.
What? Well, of all the silly things...
Come on, put your foot up here.
What?
I'll do it. You see, with this scientific instrument, we're going to cut your housework in half, and the time we save... hold your foot still.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Have you discovered Dial Shampoo? It's the new shampoo that does something exciting to your hair. Listen.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial Shampoo. Dial Shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial Shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial Shampoo.
Yes, your hair will have that diamond sparkle look the very first time you use Dial Shampoo. This new shampoo is specially made to give your hair a priceless sheen, an extra brightness. With Dial Shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather. It's a creamy, rich lather, gentle but thorough. And it leaves your hair soft and easy to manage. Buy Dial Shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial Shampoo. Dial Shampoo.
Now, close the refrigerator, kiddo. That's it. Now, walk over to the sink, like you always do when you wash the lettuce you just took out of the refrigerator. That's it. There. There. That's the way. That strap isn't too tight around your leg from the speedometer, is it?
No. And it's not speedometer, it's pedometer. And let's get this over with.
Well, we're okay on the test run so far. 865 steps, including pretending to make the salad. Now, what would your next move be? I mean, if you were really cooking dinner instead of practicing.
I'd put the potatoes on to fry, and then I'd put the liver on.
Well, one thing at a time, kiddo. No, one thing at a time. Okay, pretend you're getting the potatoes.
Oh.
That's it. Now, over here and get the skillet. That's it. Right. Now, the potatoes go in. Now, then. How long does it usually take to fry them?
For the potatoes, 15 minutes, and for the liver, about 7 minutes, depending on wind velocity and updraft.
Oh, come on, Molly. We're almost through. Gee whiz, kiddo. This is all for your own good. You'll see. Now, as soon as I figure up how many steps it took you with this practice run, then I'll start moving things around in here to make it more efficient, you see. And you'll be amazed how much time you'll save when you really do cook dinner tonight.
Now, remember what I told you about that, McGee. You can try it, but if I don't like the way you change things around, and I'll bet you $1,000,000 I don't, then you put everything back where you got it. You hear?
That's our agreement, my dear. And I may add that this is the usual attitude we efficiency men expect. Most people resist progress. But don't hate yourself for it.
I won't. I'm trying not to hate anybody at this point.
Now, you run along and finish your upstairs cleaning, Tootsie. I got work to do here. Now, let me see. If I hang the pots and pans over here and put a shelf up there, I ought to have stuff. There we are, Molly, all set.
What'd you do to...
I just put a few little shelves up around the stove here. Just temporary, till we see how it works.
Oh, fine.
I didn't drive the nails in deep. I can pull them out if I have to. But you'll see. Wait till you see the time you save. You ready to start?
I guess so. Ready as I'll ever be.
Good. You got the speedometer on, and I got my watch. We'll start with the rice pudding, like we pretended to do on the test run, see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get set. 1, 2, 3... Go. Go.
Gee whiz, Molly. Come on, go.
I'd like to, but where are the saucepans? I keep them over there in the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I put them in a more convenient spot. Let's see now, where was that? Oh, yeah, there they are. Jammed in behind the stove where the hooks are going to be when I get time to...
Look, sweetheart.
Molly, please. Now, I got to set my watch back, see? Now, we'll start over. One, two... You ready?
Yes.
Go. That's it. That's the way. That's it. Don't lose any motions. Now the skillet. Don't lose any motions. Efficiency is the byword. That's it. Go, girl. Good. 1 hour and 10 minutes and 321 steps so far. Discounting an accumulated 38 minutes and 814 steps looking for stuff that you forgot where I put it. Are you tired? Well, it won't take much longer.
I hope not. I'm starving. Honestly, this
nearly is... Nearly through. It won't be long now. Let's see. We're right up to the last step now, putting the liver on the stove.
Look, McGee, I'm a patient woman, but this whole thing is just ridiculous. This stupid pedometer strapped on my ankle, and I can't find anything in my kitchen, and I'm hungry.
Now, we're almost through, Tootsie. While you're cooking the liver, I'll figure up all my calculations, and you'll see how efficient this way is, and we'll eat. You ready?
Yes.
Go. That's the way. That's it. That's it. On the stove. That's right. Now, over to the refrigerator for the liver. That's the way. Open the door. Now, take out the liver. Molly, take out the liver.
I can't find it.
What do you mean you can't? Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
It's still on the counter at the meat market. I was so hopped up about this efficiency stuff, I forgot to... Now, Molly, put that skillet down, kiddo. No, don't chase me. Look out, you'll get the numbers all mixed up on the speedometer, and we won't know where we don't, Molly.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Tomorrow's Friday once again, and that means time to start your weekend enjoyment off with NBC's relaxing Friday evening listening lineup. There's music in the bright and cheerful Dinah Shore manner as Dinah and her friends take you on a melody tour that provides a perfect formula for pleasant after-dinner entertainment. Then there's more music with another singing favorite. It's the popular Frank Sinatra, bringing you the top tunes of the day in his sophisticated style, and between songs, some informal sidelights on show business and the world of music. Dave Garraway also takes a turn at adding to your radio enjoyment with 90 exciting minutes called Friday with Garraway, bringing you music, interviews, special features, and the refreshing Garraway brand of humor. And for sports fans, Friday means a special treat with Cavalcade of Sports presenting the week's most exciting fight direct from ringside. That's the Dinah Shore Show, the Frank Sinatra Show, Friday with Garraway, and Cavalcade of Sports, all on Friday and all on NBC.
You know, this efficiency idea of yours was a good one at that. I like it.
Mm.
I don't know when I've enjoyed a dinner so much, McGee.
Mm. Waiter, bring me the check.
No dishes to wash? Ah, that's my idea of efficiency.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Dave was played by Billy Idelson. We'll all be back Sunday night at this same time with a special surprise for you. Be sure to join us then. Good night.